Mr. Bojangie on that banjo right there. Well, hey, this is fun. This next song is also off that record. It's a love song of sorts. I have a hard time with love songs because they don't tend to stick around all that often. Not the songs, but the people there that inspire them. But luckily, this one it has stuck around a little bit, so I'm happy to play this one tonight. And it's kind of what the song is about anyway. It's about sticking around a little bit. We're used to playing in bars, folks.
Yeah.
I always say that this band started in a basement, and we never thought we were going to get out of a basement. So when we're in front of a big theater, it's crazy. So
it's also a dry show.
Yeah.
So you're getting the best of us, maybe. We don't know. Maybe you're getting the worst of us. Maybe we're not loose enough. I don't know. Maybe we snuck it in. Who knows?
We'll find out. This one's called As Long As You Let Me.
Yeah.
as long as you let me. I'm gonna love you as long as you let me. I'm gonna love you as long as you let me. I'm gonna love you as long as you let me. Thank you. Well, we are them Cooley Boys. That's Mr. Bo Janky on the banjo and the piano right there. That's my little brother Jen Staff on the mandolin, both electric and acoustic. He got a new hat. He's excited about it. Back there on the drums, we have Mr. Stosh Hobley. Stosh Hobley, everybody. And then finally, we have my friend Neil Krause Jennings on the bass over here. My name is Soren, and we are them Cooley Boys, and we're just very thankful for this opportunity to be on this historic stage. I didn't think I was going to get nervous. I don't get nervous anymore, folks. We've been doing this for like 13 years, and from bars to breweries to theaters to festivals, and I thought I was good, but here we are. You guys are just too cool. I'm telling you that. And so thank you so much for having us tonight. This next song is our last song. We hope you enjoy it. It's the first single off this record, and it's called I'm Not Sad. And wherever you're at in your journey today, know that there's people there at the end waiting for you. There's people here in the middle waiting for you. And if you need someone to walk with you, there's always going to be there somebody for you. Mental health is important, and that's something I had to work on in the last few years. And out of that journey within my own brain, this song came. And it's basically, hey, you have good days, stack them up, and make sure you have enough of them for when the bad days come. And really, reach out to your friends and be there for the people that you care about. So that's what we're all about, and we appreciate y'all. We're them Cooley Boys. Tell your friends you love them.
Gonna kiss you on your face. I am not sad anymore, at least not today. I am not sad anymore, at least not tonight. See, I found all of my fears and the chance I try to fight. So when one hand forms a face, hope the other shines a light. I am not sad anymore, at least not tonight. I am not sad anymore, at least not right now. See, the ones that go before us, they learn to live off somehow. So when one hand's reaching for the knife, hope the other's reaching out. I am not sad. I am not sad anymore, at least not today. See, my friends are all around me, and the band is gonna play. Gonna dance with one hand waving free, and another around your waist. I am not sad anymore, at least not today. I am not sad anymore, at least not today. I am not sad anymore, at least not today.
See you next time on stage.
I'm not sad either, all of a sudden. They've toured supporting Trampled by Turtles, Los Lobos, and Old Crow Medicine Show, among others. And they are hosting their first festival this September, the Lake Effect Music Fest in Bayfield, Wisconsin. Their new album is No Fun in the Chrysalis. That was Them Cooley Boys. I wanted to say thank you to David Mayfield for sitting in for me last week. He does such a great job. We'll be hearing David some more later this year. And a special thanks and a hello to you right now if you're listening over KNSY in Dubuque, Iowa, or over WHDD in Sharon, Connecticut. We're so glad to have you listening, and we hope you can join us next week when we welcome Dan Tominski, Daryl Scott, I Draw Slow, Kieran Kane and Raina Gellert, and the Jacob Jolliffe Band. This is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage from NPR. And welcome to the second hour of Mountain Stage. I'm Kathy Matea, and I'm so glad you joined us. We are back home here in Charleston, West Virginia, at the Culture Center Theater. And still to come, we welcome Nick Carpenter, the brains and the pen behind the songs you may know from Medium Build. He's having a breakout year, and we're excited to welcome for the first time. But we're going to open this second hour with a singer-songwriter who's been at it for over 30 years now. The Chicago Tribune calls her one of the most innovative songwriters working today. She started playing guitar at age 5. She is an accomplished pianist. She was a guest on the legendary show Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz. She also plays sax, and she holds an undergrad and a graduate degree in vocal performance. Her dream was to be an opera singer or maybe musical theater, but she saw Nancy Griffith play one night, and there was a fire lit in her to try songwriting. In her most recent album, she's explored the culture of unique places like Cuba and New Orleans and Florida. Her latest album explores the great state of Texas, and it won the Folk Alliance International 2024 Record of the Year. It's called Halfway to Houston. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Susan Werner.
She was halfway to Houston before I saw her note. Make your own damn coffee. That's all she wrote. Halfway to Houston. She left before dawn. Halfway to Houston. And three quarters gone.
Thanks, everybody. So this year's project, Halfway to Houston, you may be thinking, now why would a person not from Texas write an entire album of songs about Texas? And the answer is simply because no one stopped me. But the other piece of it is this, I've learned. The Texans love hearing about Texas. And if you don't tell them about Texas, they will tell you. I asked some Texas friends to draw a map, like on a cocktail napkin or something, draw a map of the state of Texas, and point out places they thought I should see to understand the state. And almost without exception, they pointed to West Texas. They pointed to Southwest Texas, Big Bend National Park. They pointed to Marathon, Marfa, Alpine, along Highway 90. And I had never been there before, and this song is a product of that trip. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of songs along the side of the road in Texas. There are a lot of songs. Texas grows songs. And if you went there, if you just stopped by the roadside, you'd probably pick one yourself. I took I-10 east from El Paso. Then I turned south at Van Horn. I had never been to West Texas, but I blessed the day I was born just to see that sky at night. Far from all the city lights, I pulled over near Alpine, where the air is cool and thin. I climbed on top of my car, took a breath and dove in. Swimming in a lake of stars, swimming in a lake of stars. Out beyond the moon and Mars, into the deepest blue, gliding through the galaxies, Andromeda and Pleiades, floating easy as you please, back to this world of ours, swimming in a lake of stars. I looked into the eyes on the cosmic. That's the Fort Worth people. Me and Ron Soul are going to do a couple tunes now. My friend Ron Soul on harmonica. There's that song, Willie Nelson song. There's another Texan right there. Willie Nelson said, "Life I love is making music with my friends," right? And coming to Mountain Stage is always like that. It's always like making music with your friends. Daddy told you you were useless, dumber than a barrel of hair. Said you'd never come to nothing and you'd never go nowhere. Oh, but Daddy watched the Oilers every Sunday afternoon. So you learned to throw a spiral like a rocket to the moon. Of a man. And you started as a sophomore. You played every Friday night. Me and Mama went and cheered you on. Daddy cheered his Lone Star Light. And sometimes you'd come home tired and you'd sleep the whole next day. And sometimes you'd wear a funny look that wouldn't go away. Oh, for the love of man. Oh, for the love of man. And you won the 3A title and a scholarship to Rice. I saw you on the jumbotron. Daddy said, "That's nice." 30,000 people watched you as your helmet hit the ground, and the roaring crowd got quiet, and the trainers gathered round. Now you work for Hardin County, but you're not so good with names. And your wife, she says it's better if you just don't watch the games. Oh, for the love of man. Of a man. She makes coffee for her girlfriend. She makes paintings for herself. She makes jalapeno cornbread for everybody else. And she makes it like her mother. And she makes it out of love. And she makes it because we, her friends, just cannot get it. Cornmeal, 2 cups grated cheese, baking powder, buttermilk, she always says it's easy. 1 can creamed corn, 1/2 cup of flour, salt and soda, oil and eggs, and
get the jalapenos. Jalapeno, jalapenos. Take a woman out of Texas. Can't take Texas out of her. And she'll tell you there are still some things should stay the way they were. 'Cause it's hot out of the skillet and it warms you to your soul. And it counters all the change in life that you cannot control. One cup cornmeal. Two cups grated cheese, baking powder, buttermilk. She always says it's easy. One can creamed corn, half a cup of flour, salt and soda, oil and eggs, and bake for half an hour. And don't forget the jalapenos. Jalapeno. She might add a little onion just to see what that might do. But she never would add sugar, 'cause she's Texan through and through and through. One can creamed corn, half a cup of flour, salt and soda, oil and eggs, and bake for half an hour. And don't forget the jalapenos, chopped and pickled jalapenos. Don't forget the jalapenos, jalapeno.
Ron Soul on the jalapeno peppers. Well, it's great fun to be back at Mountain Stage. This is my 11th time at Mountain Stage. Now, maybe this is a closely held secret, but it won't be after this. But when you play Mountain Stage for 10 times, you get a jacket with your name on it, personalized. So I have my jacket here. And then what I understand is that on your 12th time, you receive a GMC pickup from the dealership right down the street. So I'm really looking forward to coming back real soon, and can't thank you enough for your generosity. Now, some of you out there are listening to these songs about Texas, and you're thinking, gosh, that's a lot of poetry about Texas. And I assure you that not all of my experiences there were poetic. There was one song we didn't get written. I did write a couple songs with Texans. Boy, was that fun. Tish Hinojosa, Sarah Hickman, and Southpaw Jones in Austin. He and I wrote this next number. There's a song we didn't get finished, and I feel bad about it because I'm sure that it would have been a huge hit, and we really maybe should pick it up and finish it. But the concept was there's this bar on the north side of Austin where you pay $10, and when you go in, they give you a card, okay? And the card has B49 or B11 or G49 on it, right? So you're getting the idea here, right? So you go in, and inside of this bar, in the sawdust, is cut out a giant bingo card. And then they introduce the chicken. And then you drink beer until the chicken expresses itself and the winner is selected. And if you have that card, you get a piece of the pot. And I just feel sad that I didn't get that song written yet, because that's, you know, again, there's the poetic and then there's the not so poetic. So close with a song that maybe, you know, sums up some of it. Special thanks to Southpaw Jones for this song. And thanks everybody for inviting me back to Mountain Stage. Right.
We got the live oak in the piney woods. We got the horses and the tan leather goods. We got the Brazos and the Rio Grande. We got the politics you can't understand. Oil and gas, largemouth bass, Buc-ee's and the H-E-B. Welcome to Texas, where the skies are blue. If you don't mind the haze over Houston most days, and you don't know what refineries do, welcome to Texas. Welcome home. We got the stockyards up in old Fort Worth. We got the barbecue to give you some girth. We got the Riverwalk in San Antone. We got the rattlesnakes, you'd best leave it alone. Border walls, trucks with balls. Oklahoma hates us too. Welcome to Texas, where the weather's fine. If you don't mind the heat, it burns through your feet, and the smell of your huevos frying. Welcome to Texas. Welcome home, home, home on the range, where Winifred on up and set the notion of change. Home, home, home of the saved, where Jesus.
Yes, a GMC pickup truck. Next time you come, yes, sir. She grew up on a working farm in eastern Iowa, riding the fields with her dad and listening to classic country on the radio. Also, she has written the music for a stage play, Bull Durham, the musical, which will be running from October 2nd to November 2nd at the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, New Jersey. It's a beautiful place. I've been there. And I think they're trying to maybe get that to Broadway at some point. Her latest album is called Halfway to Houston. That was the one and only Susan Werner. It's time for our piano player, Bob Thompson, to do a number for you. Tonight, he's going to play a traditional song, Wayfaring Stranger. Please welcome Bob Thompson. That was our very own Bob Thompson with Wayfaring Stranger. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. If you have questions or suggestions for us, our email address is feedback@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook, peek behind the scenes on our Instagram, and watch select performances at livesessions.npr.org or on our YouTube channel. You can find all those links at our website, mountainstage.org. We're going to close this week's show with a singer-songwriter who was born and raised in Georgia, settled in Anchorage, Alaska, and recently relocated to Nashville. His name is Nick Carpenter, but 10 years ago, he started releasing a series of four-track recordings under the name Medium Build, and the name stuck. His live performances are hailed as equal parts concert, testimony, and stand-up comedy. He signed with an Island Records affiliate in 2023, and last year he released the full-length album Country, written on the road and recorded on Music Row in Nashville. And later in the year, he put out another EP called Marietta, which includes a collaboration with former college classmate Julian Baker. He also opened for her during her residency in LA. Fresh off his performance at Coachella a few weeks ago, please welcome, for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Medium Build.
Oh, I tried to be the quiet one, but you got a sneaky way of saying less than me. The boys are playing basketball, me and you trying to sink into the groove. Yeah, we could walk the reservoir, talk about the ways that we want to be loved. You're in me like a memory, I just can't seem to let it go. But I bet I'll cry and know you. But I just turn on the TV. But I bet I'll drive into your house. But I got stoned. But I bet I'll reach the field. But it wasn't that easy. And now I'm crying. Brother always said I was the lucky one, 3 years old with the winning raffle ticket. Yeah, my family got a stereo, my dad would blast that shit on the weekends, we'd clean the house. Now I'm all big fish and I'm a superstitious bitch, with the little silly charms on my Crocs. Corner of Glendale and Montana, how much I love you reaches up and hits me in the mouth. I thought about crying over you, but I just turned on the TV. Thought about driving to your house, but I got stoned. Thought about reaching for you, but it wasn't that easy. And now I'm crying.
Thank you. All right, here we are at the radio show. For those of you listening, I am 7 feet tall, and I've got a ginger kind of mullet thing, a la Keith Whitley. And there's lots of snakes on stage, because that's just kind of what gets me in the zone. Everyone in the audience is really brave and awesome and handsome and pretty and also tall. It's very, everyone's standing and they're very tall. But you just have to believe us, because you're sitting in your car listening to this right now. And I hope you're doing great in the future, wherever you are. I grew up in the suburbs of Atlanta. Didn't have a lot of culture. I grew up in between a Target and a Walmart and a Chick-fil-A, and that's not really a thing. And I moved to Alaska when I was 18, and I found people who had identity in themselves, and they knew the name of the trees and the birds and the mountains. And I was jealous. I was kind of bitter, because I can't just say, yeah, I'm from that Waffle House over there. That doesn't mean anything. After being in Anchorage for a couple winters, I started finding that sense of self, that sense of pride.
Looking at my phone nearly gave me a panic attack. I think I need to teach myself boundaries. Sometimes I get high and start wondering who I am. See a picture of myself, I don't like it. When did I, who am I, how did I end up like this? I feel guilty wishing it could all be done. Run out to the woods and be simple with my hands. Be someone somebody simple could love. And why do we have to be something bigger than we were yesterday? And why do we have to be always getting better in every way? I wonder what it is about community, or the space a certain person takes up. How many souls make a municipality? You're only local once there's dirt in your lungs. Downtown they're dancing like keys on a carabiner, juniper and lime on your tongue. And me, I'm in the corner getting crowded by some bro breathing in my ear asking me where I'm from. Why do we have to be something bigger than we were yesterday? And why do we have to be always getting better in every way? And why do we have to be something bigger than we were yesterday? And why do we have to be always getting better, always getting better in every way?
And there's a lot of animals in here too, not just snakes. Labradoodles, golden doodles, all sorts of poodle blends, hybrids. The non-allergic kind that white people are very fond of these days. You can find them in parks everywhere, every major city. I travel for a living. I don't know if you guys know that. You can see labradoodles, golden doodles, shih tzu doodles, all sorts of doodles. People are very fond of their kinky-haired best friends. They're treated very nicely, almost as nice as a traveling musician. I'm kind of a people pleaser, have attachment issues. My parents were missionaries. I come by it naturally. And this song is about falling in love with everyone you meet. Comes out in a couple weeks. Well, if you're listening to this in the future, maybe it came out yesterday. I don't know. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know anything, honestly. I have no clue. Thank you.
think I got a crush on my drug dealer. He's so cute when he gets high, and he don't mind if I stay too long, and always lets me try before I buy. Think I got it bad, my bartender. She's so cool when she makes drinks, and I don't know if it shows that sitting with her is the best I've felt all day. And we go on, 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 looking for someone. We go on, on, looking for someone. We go on, looking for someone. We go on, on. Yeah. Think that I'm in love with that songwriter. He says everything I feel, and I just know we'd be close if our two paths ever got crossed up for real. So we go on and on and on, looking for someone. We go on and on, looking for someone. We go on and on, looking for someone. We go on and on. We go on and on.
For the listening audience, I'm taking off my super expensive and rare acoustic guitar. I'm gonna put